chinimandi.com podcast.
WHO lauds India's effort in COVID-19. Fight urges to focus on data management. Even as the World Health Organization lauded the Indian government for its effect in tackling COVID-19, the World Nodal Health Agency said that India should also focus on data management orienting from the pandemic. According to the WHO, India's big challenge is population. Its geographic diversity, heterogeneity, and the fact that India has multiple epidemics going on in every state. WHO appreciate the Indian government's strong political leadership to focus on important things like developing diagnostics and being able to scale that up. Also being very systematic about the lockdown measures and unlocking in an organized manner. This is now the next phase in India and many other countries are facing and should think about the long-term strategy, says WHO. In an exclusive interview with ANI, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, Chief Secretary at WHO, said the government of India took extremely serious steps from the beginning and put in place certain measures in January itself based on the WHO recommendation. Today, India is doing more than 200,000 tests a day. Now, India is developing testing kits. It is a big achievement for India that in the last couple of months, as India has become self-sufficient in testing kits and being able to the scale up. However, I would like to say that there should be a focus on data. By that, I mean that we need to have a systematic approach to looking at the data, added Dr. Swaminathan. She said that the moment people start focusing on the total number of cases and the total number of deaths, it gives only part of the story. There needs to be some kind of national guidelines on how to you report the data. Otherwise, you cannot compare. Everybody is reporting things in different ways. She said, citing an example that WHO recommended certain criteria that the government can use to assess where the pandemic is. Dr. Swaminathan explained, if you can do it within 48 to 78 hours, then only it is helpful. There is no point tracing contact after 10 days. It is too late. As soon as cases are detected, we have to trace the contact, and the higher number of the contact you trace, the higher number you can put in quarantine is better. This shows how well your public health system is doing. Then we have another set of criteria in our clinical care is that to know what is the bed capacity for mild severe cases, what is the ICU occupancy, and then of course the death rate. The death has to be calculated properly because of deaths follow after 2 or 3 weeks of the occupancy. You take a numerator, the number of deaths, and denominator should be the number of cases you have 2 weeks ago, not today. That actually reflects your mortality rate, cases fatality rate, she said. Epidemiological parameters to detect the prevalence of antibodies in a community are essential to know the trend. Like the ICMR, something you need to do periodically to see how much the population has been exposed. Besides, states can help each other, narrating an example of how it was done in Europe. Dr. Swaminathan explained, when there was an acute shortage of beds in France, the government actually moved patients from France to Germany for ICU care. States could also help each other out. So, there is a need to develop this kind of mechanism because of COVID-19 is going to stay for a long term, as it not going to over in a few months, she expressed. Another important thing Dr. Swaminathan highlighted that healthcare system should also provide other services. We cannot just focus on COVID-19 alone because we have other health problems in our country. Otherwise, those health problems such as TB vaccine, preventable diseases like measles, institutional deliveries, elective surgeries and rehabilitation may get worse than COVID-19. So those things have to be brought back to normal and capacity of the healthcare system has to be increased, she said. According to the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, as of July 4, India has reported 648,315 new coronavirus cases and 18,655 deaths due to coronavirus.